Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the March 27th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looking at item three, changes in the meeting agenda, there are a number. We have replacement pages, item H1, the cover page, as well as schedule A2 and an additional A5. We have addendum, item E1, approval of stipulation of settlement and general release. And that is it. Turning now to our favorite part of the evening, student and staff recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Connors, and good evening, everyone. It is my pleasure to introduce our coordinating chairperson for art, Ms. Jennifer Trettner.
Hi, good evening. Thank you. Tonight, I am here to celebrate the achievements of two very talented young ladies from our district. Julia Ho is a fifth grade student at Minnesota Elementary School. Julia's poster is a statewide winner for the Arbor Day Poster Contest. Her poster will be printed and sent to all participating schools. A recognition ceremony honoring this amazing achievement was held at the Tree City Line campus last Thursday. When I asked Mrs. Sacco, her teacher, to tell me a little bit about Julia, this is what she had to say. Julia is a very talented artist who works very hard to do her best and enjoys every minute she spends in the art room. She is a very cheerful girl and always has a smile on her face. Congratulations to Julia and her teacher, Mrs. Sacco.
I just want to say, when we went to the, can everybody hear me? When we went to the recognition event last week, Julia was literally the superstar. This was the Forestry Convention for New York State, and I have some of her posters here that they made up. We have one for all of you. And everyone was coming up to Julia asking her to sign them. She was quite the celebrity. So we have one for you, and she'll probably sign it.
I
And I have one more. Carolyn Liu is a ninth grade student and a member of the Murphy National Junior Art Honor Society. Carolyn's painting, Across the Three Village Inn, was accepted to the National Art Education Association's 2019 Juried Art Show. The National Art Education Association received 980 submissions, and 63 works were selected for exhibition in the NAEA Gallery and Studio in Virginia. Representatives from 8 member schools of the Association of Independent Colleges of Art and Design participated as jurors. Carolyn's painting will be on display at the NAEA Gallery until April 12th. Congratulations to Carolyn on this outstanding achievement and to her teacher, Dr. Mandel, for inspiring her every day.
Those are wonderful accomplishments, and we congratulate our very talented students and their very dedicated teachers. Thank you so much. It is my privilege to now introduce Dr. Marnie Kula, who is our coordinating chairperson for science in INSTAR. Dr. Kula? And Mr. Bernhard, principal of Ward Melville High School. Okay.
I just wanted to say that this is a really incredible night for Three Village, Ward Melville, and women in science and engineering because of the great accomplishment of four young ladies, as you all know, who are Regeneron winners. Ward Melville High School also had the highest number of Regeneron winners for all schools in Suffolk County, so congratulations for that accomplishment. And now I'd like to introduce Dr. Kula.
Thank you.
So there's always a joke whenever they put me in front of the microphone that I talk too much, and I wax poetic about all these scientific terms that I'm going to tell you about in a little bit. But I'm going to allow you to catch your breath and get ready for the science. We are honored here tonight because the Society for Science in the Public Science Talent Search, Regeneron Pharmaceutical, corporate sponsor of this amazing science competition, is actually here tonight. I think that they heard that I talked too much, so they decided that they would come, and they would tell you a little bit about the competition, a little bit about the company that they represent, and the two individuals that started Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. So I'd like to now introduce Kim and Cindy. Got it.
Good evening. I'm Cindy Sweeney. I'm the medical specialist for Regeneron. I actually cover this area into Manhattan for our ophthalmology products. And I also have with me Kim DiCristofaro, who is our cardiovascular rep for Suffolk County. And we're here tonight because we're very honored to be invited to present the awards to your students that participated in our Science Talent Search contest. And Kim's going to tell you a little bit more about it. So thank you, and thank you for inviting us tonight. And as you may know, some of you, with my last name of DeCristofaro, I have been a community member here for many, many years, and I've raised my daughters here, and they've graduated from Ward Melville. So I know firsthand how prestigious this is and how rich the history is for Ward Melville, and having many science talent search scholars over the years. And this year is no exception. As Mr. Bernhardt had mentioned, you had the most in Suffolk and Long Island, essentially. So Regeneron would like to personally thank Three Village School District for continuing to provide opportunities for students to pursue the scientific research. So Regeneron, as some of you may know, is a biopharmaceutical company. They're located locally in Tarrytown, New York. And they were founded really with the goal of transforming lives through science. In fact, our founding leaders are both MD, PhDs, and they're both alumni of the Regeneron, of the Science Talent Search. Many of you know it as Westinghouse or Intel. And in the many years, Regeneron is only the third company to really sponsor that. And they've committed 10 years to sponsoring this science award. So it's very prestigious. And we're very proud to sponsor the Science Talent Search, which recognizes our nation's really top science minds, and very proud of your scholars. So we'd like to call up Kelsey G., Maya Penna Lobel, Megan Speck, and Elizabeth Wong.
I'm also going to ask two people to come up and help us hand out all the certificates that we have for the girls. I would like to introduce Jim Dornacek and Todd Kettler. Jim and Todd helped me in the INSTAR program. They are really my right-hand men in this endeavor, and they have contributed to the girls' success as part of the program, and they're going to help me hand out certificates. Here comes the science. All right. So, I just want to let you all know, in case you didn't notice, Elizabeth here on my immediate right in red, she just rolled in from a lacrosse game. And I told her I thought she should wear her uniform. Just come right in with it, goggles and all, stick, and just roll right up here and collect her science award. So, Elizabeth did her research. Here go the glasses. And the title of her research was A Novel Effect of CBD on Microglial Activation in the Presence of Epileptic Activity. So a very timely, obvious topic. We are now, you know, embracing the idea of many changes in our community and laws, but CBD oil, and I think it's cannabidiol. We were half and half. It's hard to say by itself, but it comes from the cannabis plant. It doesn't come from, it comes from one species, but not the other. So in any event, microglial activation, so that's nerve cells in the body. So studying the effect of CBD on epilepsy. Next to Elizabeth is Megan Speck. Megan studied the effect of micronutrient consumption in association with P53 status on colon cancer progression, a prospective study in racial health disparity, another very timely project. You can Google at any point in time racial health disparities in medicine, and you can find a plethora of things to read about how medicine has got to start embracing and evolving, considering women's health and people of different backgrounds, and not just basing medicine on white men. Sorry, but that's actually what happened. I'm sorry, white men. I'm not anti-white man. I'm just saying what it is. All right. Next to Megan is Kelsey G. Kelsey studied multi-decadal trends in tropical cyclone behavior within North Atlantic subbasins. And just for a little translation with that, Kelsey studied basically hurricane activity. Again, with climate change, which is obviously very important. And last but not least, Maya Peña-Lobel studied changes in gene expression of ion regulatory proteins in developing Atlantic silverside subjected to ocean acidification conditions. So a silverside is a fish, and a little fish. So obviously, again, the effects of climate on organisms in the environment. Kelsey and Megan actually went on to compete at the Long Island Science and Engineering Fair as well in February. And Kelsey will be going to ICEF, which is the International Science and Engineering Fair in Phoenix in May. And she will be competing now on a global level. So we're very excited about that. That comes up in May. And that's it. Here they are. Congratulations.
And I just want to add that there's a fifth winner in the science competition. Somebody who's a true role model for the young ladies, a PhD biologist who's really on our staff. This couldn't be possible without the leadership and professionalism and true dedication of Dr. Marnie Kula. So congratulations to you as well.
Thanks, Jim.
That is most impressive, and we thank our Regeneron representatives for being here this evening, and a very special thank you to the parents and also to our wonderful teachers. We also know that our high school students get up at the crack of dawn, and so if you would like to leave at this point, we certainly would not be at all insulted and will give you that opportunity. Congratulations again on this most impressive.
Doesn't mean you have to leave. Okay, turning to item 5, the minutes of March 13th, 2019. May I have a motion to approve those minutes, please?
So
moved. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Wawrinka, any discussion? All in favor, opposed, abstention, the minutes are approved. Turning to reports, there will not be a student representative report this evening because our student representative is sick. So We'll get a report at the next meeting. And now turning to our budget presentation, Mr. Carlson.
Thank you. As we discussed at the last meeting, starting this year, we have to produce all of our budget documents in both English and Spanish. The requirement has to do with the percentage of speakers of Spanish countywide. So this is a requirement for all of Nassau and Suffolk. I'm not going to try saying it in...
Our district clerk seems to have broken the other microphone. Good job, Kathy. As we discussed at a previous meeting, starting this year, we have to produce all of our budget documents in both English and Spanish. I'm not going to try saying it in Spanish because that would be an insult to the entire Spanish-speaking universe. And as long as we don't get to the point where snow day phone calls have to be in Spanish, because that would not go so well. Just to recap... the budget meetings that we have, we started on March 13th. I just gave an overview of what we'd be looking at in the budget. We have tonight, and then on April 10th, the Board of Education is scheduled to adopt the budget for next year. The following day, I transmit the property tax report card to the State Education Department. That also has to be done in English and Spanish. On May 8th is the budget hearing, and then, of course, Tuesday, May 21st, is the budget vote. Tonight, we're going to go over the tax cap, where we are in state aid, and we have a new program for next year that we'll talk about. As I think pretty much everyone knows now, we've had the tax cap in place for a number of years. There are several factors that determine what the cap is. It's not just a straight 2%. And so, therefore, every district's cap is different, and it varies from year to year. In our case, for this coming up year, our cap, which is really known as the maximum levy increase, is a 2.53% increase over the current years. The budget that we'll be bringing forth for the board to adopt and then ultimately would go to be voted on by the public will comply with that cap. We're not looking to go above that. State aid, the state budget is supposed to be done by the end of this, by early next week, actually April 1st. We don't know if it will be. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't done on time. In the governor's original budget proposal, our increase that he had in our proposal was about $112,000, which is, we weren't expecting much. We weren't expecting an increase, really. I don't think when it's all said and done, we'll get much of an increase, maybe a little bit more than this. Both the State Senate and Assembly want to increase state aid from what the governor proposed. So we'll see what happens. But either way, we're probably not going to get much of an increase for next year. The numbers that I put up here is what the governor projected for next year. And then the $34.4 million is what we're getting this year. And then just to compare, I put 2008-2009, what we received. And what you're going to see when the state budget is completed, you're going to see a lot of press about record amounts of state aid. It's higher than ever, all of that kind of stuff, because they always do it. But if you go back from whatever we're going to wind up with in 2019-20, back to 2008-2009, that increase will average about 0.8% per year. So every year they talk about record amounts of state aid, but it just doesn't increase very much year to year. The new program that we're starting is a pre-kindergarten enrichment program. We have the pre-kindergarten, half-day pre-kindergarten program that's already in place, and this will be the other half of the day for those parents who want their kids to stay a full day. So the enrichment part of it is 2.5 hours per day. We're moving, by the way, the pre-K to each of the elementary schools. Currently, it's only at Nassaukeag. It's going to be at each of the elementary schools next year. Up to 200 children total, but the requirement is that to be in enrichment, they have to be in pre-K first. So we have over 100 kids already signed up for the enrichment program. So that's very exciting. And that's at a course for that is $500 per month. So it's a fully self-sustaining program. It actually more than pays for itself. We're putting new playgrounds in at the four elementary schools that don't have the pre-K playgrounds right now. And this fee will pay for that as well. So we're excited about that program, and that will start in September. We're going to keep the voting locations the same as what they've been. We used to have that, as you know, at each of the elementary schools. We cannot secure our buildings properly the way we like to on voting day. We can't ask people for IDs when they come. So we moved it from the elementary schools to the three secondary. The areas that we have the voting in those schools is much easier to contain. So as we've done the last couple of years, anybody in the Mount Elementary School attendance zone will vote at Murphy. Setauka Elementary School attendance zone will vote at Gelinas, and everybody else will be at the high school. We will have Spanish speakers on duty there, as well as all the documents in English and Spanish. Oh, by the way, when I was talking about state aid, we did get a piece of good news this week. The first payment on our smart schools allocation is coming. We didn't get the check in hand, but they said 7 to 10 days, so we'll really believe it when we see it. But that's about the first quarter of our allotment. Our allotment was about $3.4 million. And this is a check for $896,000 that they say is on the way. This process has taken years. So kind of ridiculous how long it's taking, but first payment's coming, so they say. So we're happy about that. So we're continuing to meet with all of our building principals and district level administrators, going over staffing levels based on enrollment and course requests. And so we'll be bringing that back to the board at the next meeting, the staffing recommendations, as well as some discussion about capital projects. Hopefully we'll know state aid by that point, and that will be the point when the board would adopt the budget. And the vote is Tuesday, May 21st, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I'd like to ask if there are any questions now.
Any questions, comments? Thank you very much, Mr. Carlson. Thank you. Turning to item 7, items for board discussion. Any items we'd like to bring up to discuss this evening? Okay. Turning to 8, items for board action. Turn to D, the established health and welfare service rate for 2018-19, Mr. Carlson.
See if this microphone, this one works. Okay. I'm kidding. This is the rate that we charge to other districts that have kids that attend private school located within our boundaries. As you know from other board meetings, when we have Three Village resident students attending private schools located in those school districts, they bill us, and this is us billing them in turn for their kids.
We have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Regolia, second Mrs. Gish. Mrs. Germano, I'm sorry, and second Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to E, approve and authorize financing of the energy performance contract.
A couple of years ago, the board authorized a solar power project that would install solar power at each of our buildings. And the process at the State Education Department for approval is very lengthy. We finally got approval. We're ready to go. We'll be starting work this summer, and this is the financing of it. We got an excellent rate. I'm very happy about that. Along with doing the financing for this, part of the process is to get a credit rating from Moody's Investor Services. And they look at things like our financial statements for the past couple of years, our financial performance compared to budget. There was an interview process with myself where we talk about board philosophy with budgeting and reserves and all of that, and they gave us an outstanding credit rating, which gave us an excellent interest rate. Along with that, as you may recall, at a previous board meeting, the board authorized the refinancing of an existing bond. And the projection was it was going to save $200,000 over the remaining term of the bond. The rate that we got, which was below 2%, will actually save us $300,000 over the remaining term of the bond. So we're very happy about that.
So moved. Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Blavinka, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. I'd like to turn to item E1, addendum approval of stipulation of settlement and general release. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Blavinka, Ms. Regolia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item F, approval of administrative intern, North Country Administration Center.
Yes, we have Karen Mizell, it's one of our assistant principals, is applying for a district level administrative certification.
Okay. A motion on that, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item G, personnel action regarding education law 913, examination of employee A, who is listed. May I have a motion on that, please? Dr. Kerman, second. Mr. Kornreich, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. I'd like to turn now to personnel matters instructional. May I have a motion on this, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Garrett?
Yes, sir. As you know, we had the monumental task of attempting to fill the vacancy at Murphy Junior High School for principal. After a lengthy interview process, we are thrilled that the Board of Education has just approved Dr. Biscari as the new principal of Murphy Junior High School, effective July 1st. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Brian. Turning to personnel matters non-instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Mano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Anything on that? Gary, okay. Turning to item I, recommendations of the Committee on Special Education, Subcommittee, and Accommodations 504 Plan. The meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to item J, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. Mr. Kornreich, second. Ms. Blavinka, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item 9, informational items of interest. Well, I'd like to bring up an item. On March 18th, SCOPE had its annual dinner honoring members of the school community, administrators, teachers, board members, and so forth. And I just would like to mention that one of the people being honored, one of the 800 guests who were at this large dinner at Villa Lombardi, was our own superintendent of schools, Cheryl Pettisich, who has got Administrative Service Award. Much deserved. Much deserved. She was nominated by the Board of Education. We're very, very pleased. We're very pleased, obviously, to have Ms. Pettisich as our superintendent. And we were very pleased to see this recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Connors, okay. And the board, and like to congratulate and commend the cast, crew, Pitt, everyone at Murphy Junior High School and Julianus Junior High School. I had the pleasure of going to see both Newsies and Grease, and I could not be more proud of all of those students. They work so hard, the dedication at such a young age. Now, Dr. Biscari, you'll get to be a part of it next year. How exciting for you. It's really thrilling to see what our children can do. So congratulations to them, and I'm looking forward to seeing Aladdin at Mount. That's coming up. Wanted to put that in there.
Very good. Turning now to public participation, this can be up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, Mrs. Gish, good evening, everyone.